You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's Vegas. It's rock. It's Doug's. It's Vegas Rock Dog Radio. A rock and roll show all about pets, people, and pop culture. Stand by for great guests and cool advice all in one rocking hour. The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. That's 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with your host. That's me, Sam. I am the queen of rock and roll dogs. And it's an exciting morning already. I'm wondering where Chris is. I'm wondering where my guest is. But hey, my show's prepared. So hey, I can still do it without them. Well, sort of anyway. So you're listening to Vegas All Net Radio. This is where my show comes out of Las Vegas live, which we love that. And this is Vegas Rock Dog Radio, which is basically we're a show about pets, people, and pop culture. So that covers a lot of topics, but I do focus mainly on dogs because dogs are my big, big love. And I have a big connection with dog rescue and, you know, helping those furry four-legged friends and fundraising and all that good stuff. So if you're new to the show listening in, then that gives you a little bit of an idea of what I'm about. I started in the pet industry back in 2005. With and it literally was out of getting my first dog, and didn't like any of the clothing you could buy for the dogs, so started my own clothing company for dogs. Why not? So that's how Vegas Rock Dog came about in 2005, and very quickly news spread in town. You know, the minute a new business opens in town, people are very excited. Usually they're asking you for a gift basket for a raffle or something like that. That's how popular you get very quickly, and you know, so our name spread very quickly because of the actual pet community itself. And then very shortly after we started our company, we were asked to be in the gift bags at the Emmy Awards and also the Billboard Music Awards. Whoa. So very early on, lots of celebrities got to, you know, get gifted by us. And it was not just for dogs, it's for humans too. And so we do have a fashion line. It's not a big boxy triple X size t-shirt, one size fits all. It's a Euro cut. They're very hip. They're very cool. And the intention was not to match dogs because we just started off with the clothing company for dogs only. But because we wore our own t-shirts and tight tops and stuff and hats, a lot of musicians, because my husband, a musician, would wear them on gigs, would say, hey, I want to buy that. I love that logo. It's so cool. Where'd you get it? So they went, okay, we're going to start some human clothing. So you fast forward a little bit from there. And of course, you know, in time you're associated with celebrities, the media is very interested in you, which is really nice. And so we started doing some TV interviews, in particular Fox 5 here in Vegas. They've been very, very good to us. Oh, I think I just saw my guest running down the hallway looking for a studio. She'll find me. She'll see me through the window, I'm sure. And they've been very, very kind to us. So that really did a fast forward for us with our company, which was great. And it then turned into, you know, obviously donating a lot of products and stuff for various charities and rescues. Then it became, let's start some events for rescues. And we did things like coffee cups and rock and roll pups, Yappy Hour. We're the original Yappy Hour people in Vegas. Studio 54, our most recent one. And then it turned into a radio show. it is a lifestyle, really. Our company is a lifestyle company where we encompass everything that you would do, you know, as a pet owner, you know, from socializing to, you know, great clothing to raising money, you know, those kind of things. So that's kind of a quick, you know, idea of what our company's about. And I say we started in 2005. So we've been at this quite some time. Now, my lovely guest just showed up. Hello. I love your sunglasses, by the way. How are you?
I love everything about you.
I'm tired from yesterday. Oh, wait till you hear what we got up to yesterday. Goodness me.
Last night was my Valentine's night, so my apology for being late.
Oh, oh well, there you go.
Valentine's became 1 week early for me this year.
That's all right. That's all right. You know, I make it last anyway, because Valentine's is my anniversary.
Oh, and I know that.
So I work it.
I think it's great. But you know what I think? I think Valentine's Day should be celebrated every year.
Every day of the year. It should not just be one day.
I agree with, well, here's the thing.
And I think it's a gratitude thing for me. So
yes.
Just for him to acknowledge that he couldn't spend Valentine's Day with me and spent it with me last night was a really great thing. I've trained him well.
She has. Now, who I'm talking to is my friend Geraldine. She is not only a trainer of dogs, but of men.
I'm a trainer of humankind.
So we're going to get into a little bit more, some news that's been happening in town. Obviously, I'm going to tell you about what I did with Geraldine yesterday. I haven't seen her in a long time, so it's really great to spend the whole afternoon.
Sorry,
with her.
I am not a California native. I am a Las Vegas native. I just happened to be defecting for a wee amount of time. Allow me to
just a little bit.
Allow me to bring back to Vegas what I'm learning in Los Angeles.
I think it's brilliant. Well, I kind of like the fact that you're here and there. You know
I do.
Mean.
It's the beach, the water.
Yeah, you can't beat it. You cannot beat being by the beach.
You
simple
can't.
As that. Lake Mead doesn't quite cut it, does it?
But it's still water. So, and I have total gratitude for everything that Las Vegas offers, and I feel sorry for those who, or I should say, maybe I can enlighten those who should venture out more.
Yes,
there is so much here.
There is, and I think, and I think for anyone that comes to visit Las Vegas, they need to know there's so much more than the Las Vegas Strip.
They know,
there's great hiking here, which people don't expect. You know,
I've hiked every trail.
There are healthy people here in town. Believe it or not,
every trail, and there's such beauty and magnificence that living here, how could anyone ever be sad, depressed, angry?
I know.
And if they are, I'm going to put them in a headlock. And if they have a dog, I'm going to take their dog.
I've seen how strong she is yesterday. Well, listen, before we get started, let me tell you exactly how you're going to find the show. And we're all over the internet, so there's lots and lots of links. So whatever is your cup of tea, you know, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or whatever, we have it. So our main website is VegasRockDogRadio.com. And you'll find all of our guest photos there, shows, how to be a sponsor. You name it, it's all on there. Ustream, and we are streaming live, so we can do a little. Oh, I could go do it, getting you in the picture there. That would help a little bit.
Wait.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, you look all right. You look good.
Well, one of my best friends is a makeup artist, so I'm her canvas.
She should come to my house this morning.
She will.
I had a very late start this morning, but I'll tell you about that, too.
I did, but I don't want to tell you about mine. We would have to be X-rated.
Yeah, we are coming up to Valentine's. Yeah, we could do it on the station, that's for sure.
The Trump did offer a very nice special last night, and it was not only for locals. It was $125 for the night with a spa credit.
That is so cheap.
So inexpensive with a strip view. So I think my fate, and I understand how dogs want to like press up against glass and stare, because I've lived here, you know, 12-13 years now. I've had my face pressed up against the glass like like an excited puppy. So I love to live like a dog.
I love it. I'll tell you something, our dogs live in the dream. I'm telling you that
And they are. And I know. I've watched.
So if you're on Ustream, you can communicate with us directly through our Ustream. So if you've got a question, you know, just want to say hi.
Yes, and if you're going to have to look at me, let me at least fix my hair.
Yeah, but I try not to be in the picture.
Well, no, I got one of those great jacuzzi tubs at the Trump. One of those.
Nice.
Shall I shower this morning or shall I just soak in a hot tub with a candle? And I went, oh. So you actually get to experience the most relaxed
Geraldine
that exists at this moment. Well, baths are my favorite.
If you're on Facebook, people, find us on Vegas Rock Dog Radio. Our Twitter account, slightly different, Vegas Rock Dog Show, no W at the end, just SHO. Our call-in number is 702-483-4444, because that 702 means we're in Las Vegas, Sin City. All the shows are archived at VegasAllNetRadio.com. So if you don't get to listen live, just hop over to the page, find my show, scroll down. You can see all the logos of my sponsors, and then you'll see the shows below that by topic or by guest name.
Do it now.
And then Instagram, which I love Instagram, because no one complains that you post 100 pictures a day of your dogs. So that's Vegas Rock Dog. And if you want to pick up Vegas Rock Dog clothing, as I spoke about earlier, it is vegasrockdog.com. The blog is where I give away lots of stuff, and it's therockandrolldog.com, and I do lots of product reviews, and I'm very honest about it, because otherwise, well, why would you do a review? That's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
And I'm going to do a big welcome to Geraldine Carter. Carter?
It's actually pronounced, you know what, I don't fault anyone for mispronouncing my name. It is one of the most difficult, it's a mystery, actually.
Where does it come from?
It's actually Czechoslovakian.
Okay.
I am one of the last purebreds left on the planet. I am 100% Czech. However, we will go over eventually what it really means to be a purebred, because when I explain that to my clients in our sessions, they are floored.
Right.
But I am all my bloodlines all the way back are all Czech.
Right.
So that's why I'm such a hard worker. People always say, why don't you ever take a day off? I'm like, why?
I have potatoes to pick in the fields.
Well, it's not like work, so I love what I do, so that makes it even worse for me. But it's pronounced Chada, like Prada.
Chada. Okay. Now I know.
And we've known each other for 10 years already.
But you don't go, hi, Geraldine Chada. I mean, yeah. We see friends. You just go, hi, Geraldine.
Plus, Geraldine's hard enough. Most people just call me G or G-Dog.
G-Dog. I like that, though.
It's easier.
It is easy. And I think people kind of give you a bit of a moniker anyway. Do you know what I mean? When you do something like you're a dog trainer or, right. You know, like my friend Laura. You know Laura Nativo.
Yes.
She's a fairy dog mother.
She actually wears my jewelry her show.
Oh, yes. I love the show. Home and Family. It's a great show.
She's invited me to come on the show.
Oh, you
And
know.
They would actually like to follow some of my Marina dog training for
really?
The show.
Really?
Yes.
I swear, I love that show. It's
I just
love like
her.
They're in
I'll
the
be
house.
Seeing her shortly.
Oh, good.
And she comes over and paddleboards with me.
I know she's a big paddleboarder.
She actually is sponsored paddleboarder.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
and the dogs paddleboard, though, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's amazing. And I met Laura years and years ago.
I did, too. I've known her forever.
Yeah, she's a sweet, really sweet person and just consistently.
I love her energy.
Yes, I think that's the
and
thing with Laura.
That's the thing. That's what attracts me to people and people I want to surround myself with.
Yeah.
If they bring to what... They elevate me with their energy, and I can elevate them.
You want to be around them.
That's the way the world is supposed to work.
Yes.
So once people start figuring that out, it's going to be a much better place. And but until then, at least we do it in our circle,
in
our world.
We do. And I think what people need to figure out, it's sometimes it's your own energy that's the problem.
A lot of people...
You know, you see people that go, oh, this drama. You're like, it's you?
In my book, I'll explain that. That's for later.
It ties into yes. dog training. You know, I just
it is
because you're not separate from your dog. You know, and what I like about Geraldine, she's not just a trainer that's teaching your dog to sit, stay down. It's way more than that.
I'm a leadership trainer.
Yeah, it's a big, big difference.
And that's, you have to lead yourself. It all starts in your heart and then your home.
Yes, because otherwise it's a whole hot mess.
It's a big hot mess.
It can be a big hot mess. So in the news, you've obviously seen the puppy store fire.
Oh, wow.
I know. Doesn't it make your blood boil? It's just, it's when you become not being a very nice British girl. You want to do something. Well, basically, isn't that unbelievable? So basically, what happened in town was there's been a pet store in town. There's still about a dozen that we've got in town that's still selling puppies.
Which saddens me tremendously.
Terrible. And basically, Prince and Princess Puppy Store was burnt down. Well, it was set on fire. It was set on fire.
I had unfortunately not visited that one yet, but I've been into almost every pet store in town.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? It's so horrible to go in there.
It is.
So basically, Gloria Lee, who owned the pet store, set it on fire along with her co-conspirator. And basically, they think it's obviously to get the insurance money, but there were 27 puppies in that store, fortunately. Great firemen of Las
Vegas. Who had already been through enough trauma just to get to that pet store.
Well, this is it. This is it. And I think, you know, do you know what? Before I even get into this story, I want to say a big thank you to my friend Heidi Harris this morning. I heard her on her station, and she did a big thing about the fire at the puppy store. Where do you think those dogs come from? It's from the puppy mill.
Right.
Why do you think the papers say Missouri? You know, it's not that people don't want to buy a Maltese in Missouri, she said. No, it's a business, making money off the back of dogs.
All it is.
The transportation is horrific. The conditions are horrific. The parents are still in horrific condition.
They think of them like livestock, so
they
don't consider their sensitivity and the energy.
And they do come under the USDA, and that's where I think the problem goes, too, because they view them as livestock.
Well, I have a lobbyist I'm working with in Reno right now to change all of that.
So basically...
and I love her.
The whole city just kind of lost their tiny minds over this. I mean, this has been a really hot topic, hasn't it? You know, and I've seen every news outlet, every radio station. I can't can't tell you how many people picked up this story, interviewing the people. Now, the great news is, do you know Gina Greeson?
Of course.
Okay. Well, you know, of course. Thank God we have Gina Greeson, because Gina authors the bills for the laws.
Yes.
And she's the one that's always, like, having to be vigilant whether they're actually enforced.
I actually go like this when I see her.
She's amazing. Yes.
I wish this were visual. Is it here?
Yeah. We love her. Yeah, she, I mean, the first thing I thought was, I bet Gina's on this. So it's straight to her page, Nevada Voters for Animals. It doesn't sound very exciting, but she's a very important part of animal welfare in Nevada. She was on this case to make sure that it would get, she'd get charged with the right charges. Well, she initially was only charged with arson and fraud. So there was a big, big, a big effort by the pet community. Well, not just the pet community, that just, you know, care about lives, writing to the DAs and please add 27 counts of animal abuse to this, because they have them on video, throwing something flammable all over those cages, which is unbelievable.
I don't believe that there are very many pet stores here in town that are not abusive to those puppies.
I have a hard time believing that, too.
I've been in there. I know how I see the energy of the puppy, and I've been doing this for 36 years, so they can't fool me.
And they're on a grate. I mean, these dogs, would you like to walk around barefoot on a grate?
You know why they do that.
So they don't have to pick up the poop.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how much they care about them.
I know.
And here's the thing.
They're a commodity.
They are a commodity. And puppy mill dogs are bred in the most horrific situations. They look cute when they're born and shipped off. But if you could see their parents, too, and they don't get out of the cages, they're in there for years until they can no longer breed.
And they take them away from their mothers too young.
Yeah.
So they don't. There's no way for them to learn proper pack behavior.
Oh,
and that's
isolation.
Why there are so many of them that end up in the shelter because of behavior problems that no one else understands.
And illness, because you don't want to pay to fix your dog that's so sick, or got injuries. I mean,
the illnesses have been unbelievable. People will call me and say, my dog is doing this, and I'm like, oh, my God.
It's almost a guarantee if you get it from a pet store, you're getting a sick dog.
Yes.
Like, almost like 100%.
Your dog is going to chew up your wallet from the vet's
office. Oh, yeah, big time.
And besides your Ferragamos, the dog's going to chew up your wallet.
And then when you can't afford it, guess where it ends up? In the shelter.
In the shelter, you know what I mean? Or euthanized.
Yeah. Or euthanized. Now, I don't know if you know this, and this is pretty horrible, I'm going to tell you this, but I think it is also important for people to fully understand the scope of this kind of stuff. Often when the dogs are, born deformed or whatever, they've been put live into deep freezers to kill them.
They actually drown them as well.
They drown them too.
Mm-hmm.
See, isn't that not unbelievable?
So, or they let them loose, which may have been some of the dogs that you were actually picking up.
Yeah.
They, I've actually worked with many families who have called me and said, oh, accidental pregnancy, we have one left. I'm like, whatever.
Really?
Okay, so you have one left, and I help try to place that dog, and if I don't hear back from them, that means they've either... And honestly, they've sold it on usually Craigslist, and it goes someplace they really don't want it to go.
Well,
and they don't realize what they do with some of the dogs on Craigslist. And that's a topic for another time.
It is.
Please,
and
because I'll start crying.
There's a petition out about that, too, to no longer allow people to sell pets and give away pets on Craigslist. And it needs to happen.
It needs to happen.
Because it's a hotbed of...
that needs to be a whole separate site.
Horrific. I mean, just horrific. But, I think there's a lot of speed gathering with that. So a big thank you to Heidi for really, really explaining this. You know what I mean?
I would hug her and kiss her and roll over and beg for more.
Yeah. I think... I always believe there's a silver lining to something. Thankfully, the puppies are alive.
Yes. This is a message.
Yes. It gives you an opportunity to speak about puppy mills. Why is that dog sick when you just got it? Why are you paying X amount of money? Why is the breeder in Missouri? Mm-hmm. Reputable breeders do not place their dogs in pet stores.
No,
they just
never.
Don't,
When I check in with how they have purchased the puppy when I'm walking into their home to train their family, I'll ask them how they've acquired this dog. And if they have purchased from a pet store or from a breeder, I look at the paperwork. I call that breeder.
Yeah.
I check out their
website. You can tell.
And I can tell whether or not they have a good or bad energy dog.
Yeah.
It is.
And don't buy a dog offline.
No.
It's the same situation, people.
And if you're getting a deal, you're going to get it in the end.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are no deals.
I'm getting a deal.
You get what you pay for, You're going to get something.
Yes.
Don't buy over the internet. Don't, whatever you do, if you if you have to give away your dog, do not do it on Craigslist. Just don't do it.
Find someone like Sam.
Yeah.
Network
them.
I have a network of people looking for dogs, so I feel like I'm a dog matchmaker.
Yeah.
I'll post on Facebook once in a while dogs that I haven't found a home for yet, or I'm in not the right location geographically in order to place them easily.
Right.
Although some of those people are willing to fly them to California for training prior to placement.
Yeah.
But if you're going to give your dog away or need a place, at least make sure that it's sound and you are full disclosure about what's going on. And we can help you, but we can't help.
We don't know.
Yes.
If you don't step forward, because here's the thing, we have a big
network. And don't be embarrassed about it. You'll drag guilt on your back the rest of your life if you don't do it properly.
I agree entirely with that statement because, it's a little bit like husbands who kill their wives because they want to be with the lover. And I'm like, really? It's not the best thing. You know what I mean? It's just, they're divorcer.
But for the
there's
rest
another
of
alternative, is what I'm saying.
And we offer a great alternative because right now I have been searching and have been successfully finding dogs that make perfect service animals.
Yes.
And I have people who are helping to fund the training for the animal and the placement of the animal into a home for someone who may have been blind at birth, which I have a few, or may be suffering from multiple diseases, including MS and cancer, and these people need a service animal, and those dogs loved you, and they need a purpose.
That's right.
And so, if you're having an issue, but you love your dog, you need to contact us and allow us to find them a purpose.
Yeah,
I call it dogs for people.
I love it
because but people have to be for dogs first, and they have to quit.
Yes,
they really have to quit the way that they're reacting and acting around their animals right now because they are actually being very selfish
with
their animals.
Flip the switch, as we say, you know, from about you to the dog, you know. Well, do you think we should take a break?
Whatever you'd like, ma'am.
Let's take a break. We're going to listen to some words from our sponsors because then we're going to get right into what
me Thank you, sponsors.
And Geraldyn was up to yesterday. I'm tired from yesterday. We'll be right back and listen to Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Swipe It's a revolutionary new product that literally swipes away cat hair from virtually any surface. You know, most of us struggle with a roller or vacuum cleaner to clean up cat hair, but anyone who has tried either of these knows they just don't work very well. But Swipe It's patent pending glove has a magnetic like quality that removes cat hair from almost everything. And best of all, Swipe It's is machine washable, so you can use it over and over again. To order, just visit swipeits.com. That's SWIPEITS. A simple solution for shedding.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
This is Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring back the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Okay, and you're back, and you're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, Sam, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs. We are live from Las Vegas with my fantastic guest, Geraldyn Chada.
Prada.
Chada Prada. Oh, I love a word association. It makes life so much easier.
Well, that's the way dogs learn. It makes my life
word
easier.
Word association. Exactly. So, Geraldyn, before we even get started, tell people what your website address is.
My website is, of course, www.gcunleashed.com. I have unleashed all of my... I want to call it my research over the past 36 years to share with the public exactly what it takes to have the perfect dog
and the
perfect life.
And the thing is, I think over that long, long period of time, you've seen all the changes. You've seen the research. You've been able to adopt, you know what I mean, to the new stuff that's coming out. So, and it's really good, I think, to be able to see where it's come from because I think a lot of people are still in some old techniques.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean, you've seen the person, smack them with a newspaper on the nose if they got the... I'm like, really?
Yeah. How about the whole smack them on the nose with your hand.
Yeah. Oh.
Theory. I'm may I smack you on the nose with your hand?
Yeah. I wouldn't even ask. I just smack them. It's true. So I think, I think training techniques have really changed.
They have.
But I think it's more become of being more in tune with your dog. Not, I'm just telling you to sit, you know, it's a big difference. So what we did yesterday, right, get this. So I went over to meet Geraldine with Mr. Twix. Remember the dog I picked up in the park last week?
Oh, yeah? I love Twix.
He's a great little monkey, I swear.
Twix and I bonded yesterday.
Oh, I know. He liked Auntie Geraldine. We hope he's an auntie or an uncle. But basically, I was meeting Geraldine over at Lux Pet Hotel. And you know what Lux means, and it is beyond Lux. There must be another word.
The name does not do that place justice.
Luxiciously or something. It's
Luxalicious.
It's Luxalicious. It really is. I have basically yesterday I posted a picture of one of the rooms at the pet hotel, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, are you doing a photo shoot with Mr. Twix at some hotel? And it's a pet hotel. I'm talking the Chanel room, the Tiffany room, the Yves Saint Laurent room.
The honeymoon suite.
Well, it's a contemporary, beautifully decorated, designed pet hotel. Luxury beyond. I mean, better than some of the hotels in the Strip. I'm not lying.
I would love to stay there. I would. I have visited pet hotels and consulted for pet hotels across the country, and I want to stay there. And this is the first one I've ever wanted to actually stay.
Was blown away. And basically, the amenities are: it's a hotel. You walk into this beautiful lobby when you get there, and obviously they've got these private suites. Then they have the standard rooms, which are fabulous. The suites come with flat screen TVs and rugs and the most beautiful bed linens you've ever seen. There's a gym. We got to use the gym with Mr. Twix.
Oh, yes.
There's a training area in the center of the building. It's indoors. There's agility. What else is
And then they have an outdoor playground with with cabanas.
With cabanas.
Like,
I call
like you're on one of the, like you said, one of the hotels on the Strip.
Well, you know, what we have in Vegas, particularly in summer, is what we call day clubbing, where there's a DJ at the pool, and it's, you know, and it's fabulous, and it's really like day clubbing for dogs. It's so fabulous. Clean. Doesn't smell like a dog's ever been in there, you know. And Jeanetta and Bobby...
Jeanette and Bobby
are the owners. I love them. They're from Poland, correct?
Yes.
And they've got this. I mean, we do have other pet hotels in town, but let me tell you something. If you're like me, you want like the best for your dogs, and also you're just like they're going to be in luxury and looked after.
You want them to feel like they're at home.
Exactly, and you're going to get that with them. And they're just behind the Strip. So if you're coming into town and you're staying on the Strip, you are 5 minutes away from the pet hotel if you need to leave your dog there.
And they have drop off and pick up service, so you don't even have to go there if you don't want to.
And they make
but
the food.
But you're going to want to go there because every time you walk in the door, you just go. Wow.
And beautiful photography. Amazing.
It's delicious.
I'm still reeling from it.
And I have a lot of customers who call me and say, oh, I just don't like you anymore because you have trained my dog so well and I don't want to ever leave them. And so I will not go on vacation unless I can take them along.
Right.
So therefore, that means that I really can't, I can't leave, or I can only drive to Arrowhead, or I can only drive to Bryanhead.
Right.
And now, with this type of an atmosphere,
yeah,
they would feel safe.
Yes.
And they would relax on their vacation knowing that their animals have this type of a lifestyle they are gone.
Well, this is
now the dogs might not want to leave to go home to their parents' house.
I believe it.
Because it is that great.
I mean, this is vacationing for dogs. This is not boarding for dogs.
No.
This is vacationing, and you want the top of the line. You're just going to be blown away. And so we went over there yesterday with Mr. Twix, and we met our other friend there, Amy, with her newly rescued dog off the streets, Mr. Gizmo.
They're both so adorable.
Isn't he teeny? Oh my gosh.
And he did really well.
Yeah.
He actually did a little bit better than Twix.
Yeah, I think
but
so,
But I think
too.
That Twix has been a little more trauma than Gizmo.
And she's had him a little bit... I think she's had him a week longer than us.
Yes.
And you know how time makes a difference.
Yes.
I mean, from when I pick this dog up to...
Hey, dogs have 10 days to our one day, so it's been like, that was 10 days and wham.
So here's the story of Mr. Twix. He's been homeless for weeks and weeks and weeks, surviving in the park across from my street from my house. And everybody seems to know him because they've seen him and no one could catch him. No one could catch him. And he was in the biggest mess you can imagine. Basically, like rebuilding the $6 million man, this dog. Mm. And so this was, for me, the most important step, which was Geraldine was going to assess him for where he's at and, you know.
His level of fear.
Little temperament.
How much trauma he had been through.
Yeah.
How many negative physical experiences he actually had with other mm-hmm. something or others in that park where he was living?
Yeah.
So I mean, that was the assessment.
Yeah, and tell everybody about the technique that you did yesterday. Well, that wore me out. Oh my God, I did not need to go to the gym at all yesterday after this technique.
It is a yoga move. One of the most difficult poses in yoga is called a savasana.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone may laugh when I say that because they think, oh no, the bow or the moon pose, whatever pose they may feel as the most difficult.
Yes.
Well, actually in life, the most difficult one is to relax.
Yes, it is.
Very few people are able to master laying down and holding still, or what I call self-containment. Mm-hmm. And they only do it for 19 or 20 seconds in between my yoga classes.
That's right.
So I worked on a savasana move with him to see how much he trusted me when I put him in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
Because when you're laying on the floor, you're in a very vulnerable position.
You're open.
But also, it's a matter of shutting down your mind,
mm-hmm.
shutting off your mind, which people think if your mind is busy, it's better. Well, it's actually worse. It's detrimental. Yeah. And for a dog, it's if they're afraid, if they've been through trauma, and they're laying in this position, they're going, oh my God, I don't trust this person
to
protect
me. They're switched on. The brain's switched on.
And they flop around like a flounder out of water until you help to relax them and teach them that I know everything about you that is vulnerable is exposed, but I'm here to be your protector.
Yes.
I'm here to be your leader. I'm here to help you and take that pressure off and relieve your anxiety so you can relax.
Oh, and I witnessed this yesterday. Oh, there was a struggle going on with
him.
Oh, my gosh. I bet Geraldine can go get in a river and catch a fish no problem because she was like, I'm the boss of you today.
I'm a brick shit house and I will win this battle.
So basically she had him on his back. Between the legs with slight pressure, and then you hold them in a specific place.
Yes, I do. I coddle them, but I also hold them behind their shoulders in the area where their shoulders, where there's the whole area of their shoulders come together, so they won't hurt themselves. I'm not into injuring the dog. I'm into helping him feel comfortable and safe, like almost like a swaddling.
Yes.
Style.
Yes, that's how exactly I would relate it to that.
And I also squeeze a tiny bit right above their elbow area so that if they do want to scratch or do something, I've rendered them kind of helpless in their upper quadrants.
And you can see that. You can see these stages where eventually he's still, but his mind's still going and his eyes are popping out of his head like, oh my gosh, why am I on my back with this lady?
He was trying to flip me a furry finger, honey.
Oh, he was, I'm telling you. And it was just, and here's the thing, Geraldine was working with our friend Amy, who's under Geraldine's training.
Mentorship.
That's right. Yes. So she had Gizmo, too. So we had two dogs in similar situations, come from similar backgrounds. And I loved how we were given guidelines, too, about how we needed to make that. How are we going to speak? Are we going to speak in a little baby voice? Oh, you're okay. I mean, it took all I could to not speak like that to Mr. Twix. And don't realize you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
But they misread you.
Yes.
They read that tone. And then this is another aspect of my training is tone matters. Your tone really matters. How you speak to that dog is kind of like, I equate it to Charlie Brown's teacher. Charlie Brown's teacher was, but you could tell when she was ticked off, couldn't you? So that's how you sound to your dog.
Right.
So if you are saying Twix sit, you sound pleasant, happy, calm, strong,
positive. Yeah.
And he's thinking of you as the leader that's saying, I've got everything taken care of, please sit.
Yeah,
but if
don't
you go,
worry. Yeah.
Twix sit. He's like, oh no, something's wrong with what's supposed to be my leader, and I've already been on the street, and dude, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
If you can't protect me,
I'm gone.
I'm going to protect you, or I'm going to get the heck out.
Exactly.
So that's a fear, and dogs go through about 6 or 7 fear, just like humans, go through fear periods in their life.
Mm-hmm.
An example might be your first day of kindergarten or preschool.
Yes.
An example of a new high school or if you're changing schools. Another might be when you first move to college or when you get married, move in with someone, start dating someone, mm-hmm. a new job. there are so many fear periods that we go through, and dogs go through the same thing. So we if they trust you and you lead them through that fear period, then you will not have the anxiety behaviors and that so many people complain about that they hire me to come in and fix.
Yeah, I mean, because I think what people think, I mean, everybody gets very happy when you rescue a dog. They get really, really happy.
It's exciting.
But the thing is, he doesn't know he was rescued. He just knows some lady with a funny
changed
accent
his life.
Picked him up, put him in a car, took him to a vet. Then he had all his fur came off. And then mm-hmm. I took him to somewhere strange,
which
is my house.
And now he feels so good.
You know, so there's all these little steps, you know, that they're going through. But they're not initially going, yay, I'm rescued. They're just going, oh my gosh, different place, different people. Mm-hmm. What's going on now?
It's a fear period still.
So it is really...
Even if it's an elevation of life. Style,
yeah, yes.
It's still a fear period.
So I think for me, what I felt from yesterday's session, because we were there for a few hours, which was great, was that you're giving him a foundation to build on where he's not going to be that scared, frightened dog forever because I didn't do the groundwork with him.
Right.
And I think it was more important than anything I've ever done for him. Do you know what I mean?
That was the most, like, you give him the best gift.
Yes.
That was actually you giving back to him.
Yeah.
The rescuing is one thing. Like you said, he doesn't really care about that. He was here.
Oh, I got food now.
There.
I got drink. I'm good. Yeah. Oh, it's warm. Yeah, great.
But it's the foundation of, I'm your leader and I'm protecting you. That's the gift that you give.
Confidence.
And then we'll get into more later, but there's certain aspects of, like, the training part. You have him, you give him a purpose, and you reward him for a job well done.
Yeah, like,
and that's what raises his self-esteem and brings him to a level of comfort.
He was so pleased with himself when he was picking up that bowl and getting some praise for that. He was just thrilled, you know. And, you know, after we did the session, then I had to then tackle... So it was like playing rugby with a dog.
He's just beautiful.
I love his little face and his eyelashes. And you know what? It was a struggle. My arms got quite the workout today. But to see that relaxation come and that, oh, I'm okay with her. This is good. It is an amazing thing. And I had a successful rolling technique last night.
Good.
Because I think both of us were tired anyway.
Yeah, but how did it go?
Really good. I mean, he just went straight on his back.
Relaxed.
I didn't do the whole... You know, I think some people kind of would confuse it with, oh, you get them on the back and you're going to tickle their belly. No. It's that holding, it's that confidence thing, you know, and he did. It was, and I say, I think being tired and being at home was probably helped me. It might be a different story today because he's full of energy today when he got home.
Because he's feeling more confident.
Yes.
He raised his confidence level.
I did see a confidence in him this morning. He was like, oh, hi, everybody. I'm up and I'm awake and I'm living life. And I saw a big difference in his personality.
And one of the reasons I love that breed. One of the reasons I love that breed, because he actually is one to light up your life every morning, because he gets up in the morning going, what do we need to do?
Yes.
How are we going to do it?
Yes.
Let's make it fun. Let's go.
Yeah.
And he blinks at you and you just, how can you think of anything else that could ever be negative when you have that right in front of you?
His eyelashes are 3 inches long. I'm not kidding you.
They're longer than mine.
Amazing.
And I have long eyelashes.
Geraldine paid for hers.
You got it, sister.
So like Geraldine's saying, this is really about energy, your energy, and how you interact with your dog so that you don't put your stuff on your dog. You know what I mean?
It's just so unfair.
And you, I know you have a 5-point, what do you call it?
Communication system.
Yes.
I call it Doglish.
Oh, I love it.
It's speaking in Doglish.
I think it's great. Tell our listeners the 5 steps because each one is so important.
They are. They are simple. But actually visually watching the process is really the best way to learn. But I will go through them with you. Number one, and most important, which you should do on a moment-to-moment basis until you master, is check your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
Yes.
If you've had a crappy day at work and you messed up your lipstick and you spilled coffee on your favorite blouse and you broke your shoe or your toenail chipped or your fingernail chipped, whatever, someone ticked you off, some girl was jealous and you haven't learned how to have the self-confidence to stay away from their energy, if you have that negative attitude when you get home and you're about to work with your dog, you have made the biggest mistake in for your entire home
that
life.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you. What
and
would
that's
be the biggest
actually,
mistake? And that would be it.
And that's actually a lack of self-love.
Mm.
Because if you don't love yourself, your dog is going to want to protect you. So there's a huge self-love, self-worth lesson there.
Yeah, you don't want your dog to have to feel like that your dog's role is to look after you.
And if it is, then it is a protection dog that you have trained to do that,
to do
and that's
that.
A whole different story.
It is, it really
but if
is.
You're inadvertently training your dog to protect you, your dog's going to bite somebody, and you're not going to like the consequences. No. I work with a lot of attorneys with bites, and I work with the city with dog bites. So I understand what the consequences are of all of these non-actions or the actions of not checking your vibe properly.
Yeah.
So if you don't love yourself, if you don't look in the mirror and go, you rock, then you got some soul searching to do. Or if you hate your job, you got some soul searching to do. But in the meantime, before all those things, if you're not in that place yet, get to the door and decide that when I step inside this door, that's my sacred space.
Yes.
And that no one else deserves to be in that space. And if you're allowing them to be and they're upsetting you, that's your fault.
Yeah.
That is your fault.
I would agree.
And if you don't look in the mirror and take responsibility for that, then I can't help you, and I'd like to take your dog.
That's the one thing about me and Geraldine. Let me tell you something. We don't hang out with anybody who is not positive.
Yeah, they got to go.
We just don't, you know. And so we have this small circle of people that we will work with, we like to hang out with, but it's for that reason alone. I can't be around it. I get like a gut thing that's like, ugh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I start feeling ill. When I start feeling that ill feeling, then I'm done.
I can't be around it.
And they have to go.
So it would be a mistake for you to place that on your dog if you're going to actually work with your dog at home. Or just even when you come home. Just don't place it on your dog.
We can go over more in detail as well. That's a whole show.
Yeah, so step number two,
check your vibe is huge. Number two, always acknowledge your dog with their name in a positive tone. I don't care how ticked you are. That's why you check your vibe.
Yeah.
But when you acknowledge your dog, it should be with their name and with a positive tone.
Perfect.
Unless we get into a situation where they're doing something wrong, and that's another story as well. So the second step is their name. Always. Now, I could ask right now, can I get a glass of water? And I'm probably not going
to
get any.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
So you need to acknowledge acknowledge them. Plus, it raises their self-esteem. And you want your dog's self-esteem high, just like you saw I raised Twix's yesterday.
Oh, yeah, totally. It was amazing.
Number three is to give them the command in a positive tone. Yeah. And once, not 10 times.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Like with my dog, I would say, Cece, sit. And she would sit right away because she's like, dude, I love this woman. And she rocks my world.
And you weren't going, sit, sit, sit. Come on, sit, sit, sit.
And if I say, Cece, sit, Cece, sit, 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 she's going to wait six times because she knows, oh, that chick's going to wait six times before she's, so I got time.
I'll wait till she's going to say it 10 times because she always does. So I'll just wait.
And if they aren't listening to you, they don't look at you as their leader or you're over-treating and overfeeding them.
So it's simplify your commands, most definitely.
Yes.
Use their name so they know that's who you're addressing.
Exactly. After you've given the command, then you acknowledge their behavior.
Right.
Acknowledging their behavior means either they've done the right thing or they haven't. So it's good girl or good boy.
Yes.
With an ear scratch and a treat. And I have a treating technique so you don't have an obese dog.
Right. Yeah.
Or one that won't listen to you when you're at the park without a treat.
Yes.
So I have a series of, I have wonderful solutions for that.
You see, that's a really
huge
good thing.
And if they aren't doing the right thing, then it's a nuh-uh.
Right.
And it's a gut, nuh-uh. It's lion growling.
You're not
screaming.
Yes, you're not out of control.
And you're not using no. Because you say no 1,000 times a day. So that word means nothing to those dogs.
I do use the nuh-uh. I do use it.
And it doesn't have to be nuh-uh. You can make up your own language.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
But as long as it works.
As long as you're consistent and your family or the circle of support around the dog is consistent.
Doing the same thing.
You got it.
Important. Yes. You don't want to confuse your dog.
And then most importantly is a release word.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dog needs to know when they've done what you've asked them to do and they can go. And a release word is very important. My dog's release word is merci because they're French. Merci. They go.
Oh, I love it.
But my clients use all kinds of release words, including an Italian family uses andare, means free to go.
I love it.
Many use release or break. I am not a fan of okay. Everyone wants to use okay. And I'll tell you why it's such a bad idea. Because most of my clients would love to have their dog have at least one or two tricks to show off with for friends at parties.
Right.
So they'll want their friends to, you know, see this. So, of course, they're all going to start drinking or have some sort of adult libation. And the dog is about to do the trick. And the release word is okay. And someone says, hey, can I have a beer? Okay. And the dog takes off because they've now heard their release word of okay, which
is too common.
Just like, no, it's too common.
It's too common.
So make it fun. And, and if you have children, build your whole children's schedule around that. So you have a little free time while they are working with the dog. It's great for their self-esteem. It's great for their discipline level. It's great for their compassion and putting someone else's needs before theirs. Because I see a lot of children in this town that I train now.
I agree.
That have too much and have been done given too much, and it's going to ruin their life.
Yeah, I agree with you. Start them
and
young.
Parents don't see it.
And this is the exact same responsibility as for yourself as a grown-up with a dog. Exactly. And I think start them young. They're just going to be compassionate, caring animal lovers, you know.
Yes.
I think that's where it starts. I think we should take another break. Sorry.
We love sponsors. I love our sponsors because I have been utilizing their services for years, and I think, and I've been recommending people to them. So I thank them for being here, and I just love them.
Yeah, they are really amazing. And these are a lot of people that we know personally. So listen, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about some events going on in town and wrap up the show. So you've been listening to Vegas Rock Doll Radio. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a 4-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit PetLifeRadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available on iTunes.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
This is Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
Vegas Rock Dog Radio.
The phone lines are open at 702-483-4444. Now, let's bring back the host. Here is the rock and roll queen of dogs, Sam.
Okay, and we're back. You're listening to me, Sam, your host with Vegas Rock Dog Radio. I've got a great guest in the studio today, Geraldine Charter. She's more than a dog trainer. She is a leadership trainer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, she is. So listen,
I cracked the whip.
She told us. I saw it yesterday.
mistress of life training.
I love it. Well, as usual, I always seem to run out of time for everything we're doing at the end of the show. But I want to mention Lux Pet Hotels once again. LuxPetHotels.com. They offer luxury vacation stays.
Luxalicious vacation stays.
On-site training if your dog's staying there. There are going to be lots of very exciting events going on there, from rescue events to fundraisers.
A great boutique.
They've got a great
grooming.
Boutique. They've got massage, grooming, you name
IT
it.
Touch.
They cook the food for your dogs.
Everything.
I mean, it's amazing. So that's LuxPetHotels.com. You're going to hear a lot more about them. So I want to thank my sponsors, as usual. They make this show run fabulously every week, and so does Chris, my producer. And just a couple of events I want to run by you today. The biggest one today is the Vegas Pet Expo down at Cashman Field from 10 to 6 p.m. And there's going to be Shorty Rossi down there from Pit Boss.
Yes, Pit Boss.
Pit Boss. Lots of rescues down there. You can pick up your next furry family member, and you can shop and all kinds of fun stuff. So that's Vegas Pet Expo, 10 to 6 6 p.m. today down at Cashman. For my Furry Valentine is happening February the 15th at Bass Pro Shops. And my guest next week is Jessica Clemens of Incredible. We're going to talk about our owner assistance program. So as a quick wrap-up, and we're always fast, remember, you can help a pet in need, either rescue, adopt, donate, or share their information. Rescue your next family member, replace the word shop with adopt with a T, and be kind to all animals. Big thank you, Geraldine, for coming in.
I love you, Sue.
Yeah, she's a very sexy dog trainer. People want to work with her. Thank you for listening.
It's the whip.
You're going to get a lot more clients after this show. Thank you for listening. Spending an hour with us. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. You're listening to Vegas Rock Dog Radio with me, your host, the queen of rock and roll dogs, Sam. Thanks for listening.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.